joined here with Superintendent of Schools for USD 466 and Jamie Runford. Well, thanks again for joining me here, Jamie. And how about this? This great facility.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me here, Adam. Yeah, it's great. I think we got a full side on the home side anyways. And so it's been a great atmosphere. The band sounds incredible. The kids are playing well. I've got two sisters and a brother that are actually watching this from afar right now, and so I can't wait to hear what it looks like for them with the new gym. And they've been used to watching the older gym, and it'll be fun to hear from those people away from Scott City too.
What I think is pretty amazing here, there's still a little bit of things here and there that they're finishing up here, but good enough to play here tonight. The teams have been able to practice here, and what I've noticed here so far, it's definitely a wide open gym. We knew it would be coming in here and seeing it before and now, and it's maybe a little louder than maybe I anticipated coming in here with the crowd.
Yeah, it is. There are a few things that still need to get finished up, and we'll get to them eventually, but it's been fun to see them progress. There is some good noise, but one thing I think is real important is our crowd is separated from the visiting crowd, and we can have our own sides and make our own comments and those kinds of things too, so that's pretty good to have that separation.
That's been much needed for a long time, and I think it's working out pretty well now. And the team Scott City side can sit in the chair backs, and on the opposite side are the team benches here. But I think probably the biggest thing is for our older population, I think it's a lot easier to access a lot of people also, and it's great for the players and coaches on the benches not having to worry about people running in front of you during play.
Absolutely. There's a lot of things I'm proud of with this project, but that may be one of the most important parts of this is the accessibility we've got for people. We had some tough situations with our facilities before all these projects were done, but it's great to see people here that want to be here. Our elevator's been in use a few times a night when people want to get down on the floor, and there's a lot of room, a lot of space, and I feel really good about all of it.
Once again, with Superintendent of Schools Jamie Runford here. And what are some of the comments that you've had from people so far here tonight that are seeing this facility for the first time?
Yeah, for the most part, the comments are just about the size, the colors. They think it's really cool how the color scheme has come together. They're just impressed with the whole atmosphere for the most part. Yeah.
And, this is, of course, one of the many things that were part of the school bond. And of course, the brand new classrooms here, and that's an interesting thing part as well. Your cafeteria here at the middle school also serves as your commons area for the concessions here, and I think that's a great feature. But the brand new classrooms on the west side, and then the third and fourth grade moving over here to the middle school is a nice feature when they resume school tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. This gym is incredible, but probably more importantly is the classrooms. I was able to walk around a little bit, step into some of the rooms, and see the work that people are doing in there. And I gotta make a compliment on our teachers and our parish staff, custodial staff, maintenance staff, administrators, everybody who's been working so hard at getting into these buildings and getting things moved. And I think we've got some sore backs and some sore muscles and blurry eyes here from trying to get it accomplished. But it's going to be best for our kids. I think the impact that we're going to see with these facilities is going to go long into the future of Scott City. So very excited about all of this.
And community members are going to be able to tour on Friday here and get a premium game here because admission's free.
Absolutely. Yeah, we hope we have a huge crowd. We hope Colby people come out and watch us too, come out to the game to watch too. But we're going to open the doors. I think it's just shortly after school, about 3:45. We want people to come in and walk around and look at the classrooms, look at the library, look at all the things we did with the building, and just hopefully show some appreciation for what was done, because it was a lot of hard work. And I think the kids are going to love it tomorrow. I can't wait to see their faces when they walk in and get to their new classrooms. Anyways, I hope we get a lot of people out Friday night to tour the facility and stick around for the game, free admission. Should be a great night.
Well, I can't say enough good things about this facility and all the renovations part of the bond project. It's great here, great view here. Superintendent of Schools Jamie Runford joined me at halftime. Thanks again, as always, here, and we'll see you around, and hopefully it's a great turnout for that on Friday afternoon.
Oh, I appreciate it, Adam. We appreciate all you do. You cover us so well and support us well, so thanks for all that, Adam.
Oh, thank you very much here. Once again, Jamie Runford joining us here at halftime. We'll come back in 1 minute and have first half stats to recap the first half. Scott City up by 5 at the break here in the girls' game. This is Beaver Basketball.